And it's the Jacksonville Chamber being a business lobbying organization, essentially, what interest could they possibly have in this issue?
Well, there's certainly an economic interest in terms of image that a city has in attracting high-skilled companies and high-skilled employees to come to Jacksonville. So that's definitely very important in terms of business. Another reason that you want to look into understanding the context and history behind why certain memorials were established is because your history can also get lost over time. This whole debate is pretty controversial because periods in time, whether it was through black codes or situations where certain segments of society were marginalized from participating in political decisions, led to the creation of monuments or memorials that may not be representative of that community's actual true past.
Talking about the Jim Crow era.
Yes. Right? One of the examples of that would be, most people don't realize that during the 1890s that Jacksonville was a majority African-American town. Part of that was due to it being a port city. And during the Reconstruction era, many former slaves relocated to this particular area because there were jobs with the railroad or the port. So the reason that you want to get this inventory is you want to find out what your true past is. And if you can discover what that true past is, you then have the opportunity to economically market and advance your future. So for example, Savannah, Charleston, St. Augustine, and even San Francisco, they have identified what their past is, and they've used that to economically enhance their futures.
Ennis Davis is co-founder of Modern Cities. That's at moderncities.com. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.